Something might happen here, and if it does, so what?
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
I already listened to one of these, and it was a lot of like, rah, 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 rah.
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Do you think that might be really boring?
What?
Here comes a pizza.
Boy, we're hilarious guys, aren't we?
Sure.
You know, they're not uniforms.
Maybe you can hire.
And Vince.
It's the Ben and Vince Show.
Hello, everyone. We made it back into your ears for another week.
Yeah, episode 104, something like that.
104. We're like counting. Because it's a big number.
No, you know, I think we should stop counting because it's not cool to count.
Is that right?
I feel like it's not cool. It's cool. It's cooler to not care.
Well, I don't know. That used to be true, but don't you think it's cool to care?
You think it's cool to care?
I think it's cool to care. I think not caring is not cool.
No, I mean, it's cool to care about, like, you know, the planet.
Yeah.
And other people. But it's not cool to care about your stats.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I guess in sports it's cool. Like, you can say,
I don't know, maybe
I scored
it's
not. 5 touchdowns. Scoreboard.
Maybe that's not cool. Don't you think so? I mean, like, what if you were just playing the game?
I mean, it depends on how sportsmanlike you want to be. It's cool to be very sportsmanlike, but it's also cool to be very unsportsmanlike.
Well, give me an example of the latter and to whom it is cool.
Okay, like, for example, whenever, like, Allen Iverson dunked on Tyronn Lue, and then he like stepped over him on the court or whatever, or I don't know, he dunked on him, but he like crossed him up, or who can remember, but the point is that was cool.
Yeah, you're right. I am convinced, but I think it's also cool to care about like doing a good job, you know.
Yeah, but yeah. It's cool to like care if you do a good job, but act like you don't care.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you can't act like too much, but I think it's good for everyone if you act a little bit or somewhat, a moderate amount.
Okay, give me an example.
I don't have one.
Doesn't even like care enough to have an example. Cool.
I saw a sign in a doctor's office today.
Walk here, prevent elephants from pooping.
Yeah, but due to my poor knowledge of grammar, wait, no, you got it backwards. It was like over the copier behind like the receptionist. It said, "Yes, doing your job is part of your job." I thought that was pretty funny, especially on the level of like signs you would see in a doctor's office.
Well, who is the intended audience of that sign?
I think the employees.
So that's like for all the patients to know that like everyone who works there sucks?
No, it wasn't in like plain view. I mean, I used my keen observational eye to, you know, sweep my eyes around the room and notice it.
Yeah, very tactical. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, when you're standing up there just waiting for them to like make a copy of your insurance or whatever.
Yeah.
You gotta do something.
So you're of the Bill Belichick school of thought.
Is he an eye sweeper kind of guy?
No, he's a do your job kind of guy.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
But he seems like he wants you to not only do your job but go like way beyond.
No, that's the problem with football players. Because they try to do too much. They try to do too much.
Oh, I see.
Everybody wants to be like a, you know, make an amazing play or whatever, but like everybody has a specific role to play in the system. And so if you just focus on doing your job really well.
Does that apply to him himself? Does that apply to him?
I mean, I guess.
But isn't he, you know, if he just did his job, you know, then there wouldn't be any, like, new innovative, you know, ways to cheat at football or whatever.
But that is his job.
But whatever he thinks of as his current job, isn't he always looking for ways to even go beyond that?
No, I mean, that his job is to think of new ways to win.
But no one else's job is that.
No, it's all the other coach's job, too. He's just better at it.
I see. Well, I guess his strategy is working.
Yeah. You know, he's from Annapolis.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's true.
Then what?
Travis Pastrana is also from there.
I don't know him.
You know Travis Pastrana?
No.
From the X Games?
Oh, I do know the X Games.
Yeah.
But what's his role?
He does all kinds of action sports. Action sports, motor sports.
Are there many action sports that are not covered in the X Games?
No, but like, you know, it's like skiing. People ski competitively outside of the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So he like does competitive motocross outside of the X Games.
Okay.
But right. Also like, you know, rallycross and NASCAR.
Oh, wow. He's really, like, prolific or versatile or whatever.
Yeah, dude.
And he's also from Annapolis.
Yeah.
Birthplace of great sportsmen.
Yeah. Just like that movie, Annapolis.
Wait, Ryan Philippe? Am I getting that right?
That sounds right.
And what was it about?
The Navy or something.
Is it better or worse than Stealth, which I think was also about the Air Force?
I thought Stealth was about, like, some sort of, like, crazy advanced drone planes that were, like...
Yeah.
Evil.
And then they had to...
Or...
Right, they had to go fight
Jessica Alba
the...
was involved.
Was she?
I think.
Jessica Alba, who listeners of our last podcast will know, is currently judge on Apple's reality show, Planet of the Apps.
Wait, is that true?
Were you even listening? I know we talked about Will.i.am for a long time.
Yeah, I just knew it was Will.i.am, and then like some guy I never heard of. Oh, the flashlight app guy.
Yeah, the flashlight app guy. I mean, actually, I have honestly not checked in about that show since we talked about it last time.
Yeah.
So it might have lasted like one episode and then failed. Or maybe zero episodes.
You know, there's a lot of shows that have lasted only one episode before being canceled. There's a whole Wikipedia page about it.
Is there in?
Yeah.
Is it like lists of shows that only aired one episode before being canceled?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
The most recent one is Barstool Van Talk.
Is that like Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
Yeah, in a way, I'd say so, yeah. Pretty similar.
All right.
It was on for 1 week on ESPN2 at 1 a.m. on Tuesdays.
Awesome. Oh, wait, this one. Sorry, what happened with this? I think there's some context, right?
Yeah, well, there was nothing wrong with the show, yeah. But ESPN didn't realize that when they signed up for a show called Barstool Van Talk, that it would be associated with the brand of Barstool Sports.
Oh, what is that?
It's like a website for misogynist douchebags.
Oh, I see. So, okay, so it's just like a guy from that website?
Yeah, it's two guys from that website who are, like,
assholes.
Fine. No, they're fine.
Oh, okay.
And they're in a van, and they have a talk show, and it's fine. I mean, I watched it. The production value was about what you expect for a show that's on at 1 a.m. on a Tuesday.
We're talking, like, some Ben and Ben show level?
Maybe quite a bit lower than that.
Awesome. Yeah, when are we going to get some vans in the studio? And speaking of which, our new studio still does not have vans in it.
Yeah. Well, there's the moving vans that we use to move everything from New Jersey to here.
Here, yeah, but then they just left.
Yeah.
Wait, who even took those back?
Do you think it would be cool to just have the studio be in, like, a trailer?
Like a mobile studio.
Yeah.
Like a surveillance trailer.
No, I'm thinking about, like, have you seen the most recent season of Fargo?
I the answer is no.
Okay, well, think about, like, a tractor trailer. The trailer of that.
I have,
you know, like
concept,
a 53-foot truck or whatever.
Right, like not the front cab.
Yeah.
That always looks so sad driving on the highway by itself.
Have you ever seen where they have one of those and then it's like towing three other ones?
Yeah, that's awesome.
They have that a lot around here, actually.
Around here, around the Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I think, maybe I saw one on my way in, actually.
But yeah, so we could have it in one of those, or we could have it in like a...
Wait, like a moving one of those?
Or stationary.
How about just like a shipping container?
Yeah, that'll work.
Like on a barge.
We could be intermodal.
Intermodal?
Yeah.
What is that?
You know, a shipping container is intermodal because it can be on a truck, or it can be on a boat, or it can be on a train.
That's what intermodal means?
Yeah.
How does it mean that?
It can go between different modes of transportation.
Yeah, but like, would you consider spoken language to be intermodal because it can go on a podcast or in a Broadway show or, you know?
No, that's intermedial.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. Why is that different?
Because there's modes of transportation.
Okay.
I don't see what's so hard to get about this.
Well, it's not going maybe transmodal. I don't know.
It's like if you go on a highway that goes in between a bunch of different states and it's federally funded, it's an interstate highway.
Mm.
So if you go on a shipping container and it goes between a bunch of different modes of transportation, it's an intermodal container.
Okay. You know, that's fine.
It could be like Dexter.
Dexter? Did he live in a shipping container?
Well, he didn't live in it so much as his mom was murdered in it.
So we could be like Dexter in that sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm going to veto that plan.
Okay. What about like a nice like motor coach?
Like a motor coach?
Yeah, dude.
You're talking like a Bentley?
No, like...
Like a horse-drawn carriage? Like a motor horse-drawn carriage?
Like a tour bus for like a, you know, what do you call those music people? Musicians.
Yeah. music conductors, music pilots, something like that. Like a tour bus?
Earlier, I was trying to think of the word maternity. But I could only, the only thing I could think of was mothership.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. Like, I have to go on mothership leave.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, like, back to my home planet.
No, yeah, a tour bus. But, like, you know, motor coaches can be used for other things besides tour bus. Like a podcast studio.
Okay. And we could have microphones under our seats.
We could just have microphones on the desk like we do now.
Oh, dude, a desk. Oh, my God. Thinking about that, roaming the country, doing podcasts, seeing these great, at least 48 states of ours. That's the dream. You know, someday I might have to quit podcasting full time and just do it as a hobby. But, you know, as long as the money's lasting, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, the merch sales are kind of doing most of the, you know, where most of the money's coming from, but you know, people seem into it.
Yeah. It's the golden age of podcasting. That's what
For sure. For sure. I would say the golden age has lasted maybe like something like 2007 to now. Speaking of which, I think this episode necessarily has to serve as our 10th anniversary episode.
Oh, wait, shit, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't plan anything.
yeah, exactly.
Shit.
10 full years of that. Maybe we should play back the first episode and, like, see how far we've grown since then.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Well, I remember talking after the break.
Yeah, I remember talking about the Columbia School of Broadcasting.
That sounds right. I bet we said, like, something problematic.
Yeah, you think so?
I mean, I don't think you have to go back that far.
Oh, man. Yeah, times were different. Well, happy anniversary.
Thanks. I didn't get you anything, though, so... Right. Well, I got you this new studio.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a joint mutual present to and from ourselves to each other.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, right?
I mean, yeah, it's, you know, it's an upgrade, you know. Our former mayor was, you know, really being stingy with the tax breaks and everything.
Yeah, but, right.
You know, our new HQ2 here, it's, you know, they rolled out the red carpet.
Yeah, look at these, like, what do we got here? These glass partitions.
Yeah, and, like, the recessed lighting.
Oh, yeah, I love that fucking recessed lighting.
Yeah, and they have, like, dry erase markers everywhere to write on the glass partitions.
Yeah.
Something to say.
The recessed lighting is really underrated as a feature.
I get it.
Jeez.
No, it's overrated.
No, it's underrated, man.
Because it's over the main part of the main plane of the ceiling.
Yeah, there's a lot of planes out here.
That's true. but yeah, like if I want to write a message to you on this glass partition that's separating us while we record,
yeah,
you know, I just have to write it on my side and then like spin it around the hinge and then you can see it.
Yeah, dude, spin that's around cool. The hinge.
That's right.
Isn't that a dating app? It is.
Really?
Hinge? I don't know if anyone used it.
What's it about?
I think it's like Tinder, but...
Do you mind if I eat a salad?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Eating while podcasting is always a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's like Tinder, but like you can only match with people that you have mutual friends with already.
Oh, why is that good?
I don't know.
Is one of the questions, do you eat loudly on your first date?
Is it maybe it's so that like if you have a mutual friend, like that person can vouch for
like
that.
They can vouch for you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Do you mind if I eat a pear?
Yeah, you're really getting after it.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Juicy.
Pears are good. I like pears. I like pears in general. Yeah. It looks pretty good. Did you bring more than one?
No.
Hey, what an asshole.
Yeah, and they got like free snacks here. Like I took the last pear from the bowl.
Mm.
It's pretty good.
I'm a jerk.
Mm-hmm. Do you know my office? They're not providing free instant noodles anymore.
Okay, why not?
Apparently, none of the other offices get it.
And I'm like, we had Amazon offices.
Yeah.
Not even HQ2.
Well, it doesn't exist yet. But maybe it won't. I mean, it does exist. They built it over the last year.
I heard Google, you get 3 meals a day.
I thought it was just like infinity meals a day.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
But I'm like, we've had these instant noodles. You know, I've never, ever taken one, but we've had them, you know, at least since I've been working here, which is like almost 5 years or whatever.
Like, having like a cup of noodle?
Yeah. I mean, it says instant noodles.
I don't get why you have to have the same benefits as everyone else.
Sure. Well, and then on the other hand, like, or, you know, as well, additionally, also, who's like suddenly going over the books and is like, oh, you know, we're spending like 48 cents a month on these instant noodles. Like,
yeah, they're real expensive.
Right. So then like one person on my team just like took the entire last box and like brought it to our area of the office.
Yeah.
I like that episode of Seinfeld with the sponges. But yeah.
Yeah, maybe you should like somehow buy more.
Well, we did start getting snacks from Nature Box.
What is that?
It's one of those like snack delivery services. It's sort of like, do you remember Fetch Coffee?
I think so. Is that is that what I think it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like that, but an actual company that
delivers. Wait, is that still around?
It's still around. At least as of like, I don't know, a year ago or something, it wanted to be shut down, but couldn't because there were still a few customers who, you know, like had a recurring order and, you know, you just can't let them down.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah. That's what customers, you know, that's what it's about.
Okay, hold on. First of all, I Googled it. Fetch Coffee is still out fetching coffee.
I think if you're
that's a news article.
Oh, I see. I was gonna say if like your advertising has the word "still" in it, you may be not doing great.
They haven't tweeted since 2015.
That's a long time.
But they do still have a website.
Yeah, .com.
Yep.
Part of the bubble.
Morning coffee delivered, as seen in local news.
That's true. It was
Washington City Paper, WTOP, CBS News Sunday Morning. That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, actually, this is more than I remember. WTOP, especially. That's cool.
But CBS News Sunday Morning is like.
Is that like Katie Couric?
Yeah.
I mean, not anymore, I guess. But
yeah, their blog also hasn't been updated since 2015. And it also only has 3 entries.
Sounds about right.
Our email is tony@fetchcoffee.com.
Mm. Who's that, I wonder? What social media intern is that? Hang on.
Oh, God, what is this?
Vince is doing some internet browsing.
Yeah, they haven't posted on Facebook in a couple of years.
Well, you know, just chugging along.
And most of the stuff they post on Facebook is like somebody made a Google News alert for coffee and just posted stories. So what's he doing? You can tell.
I think we probably talked about it last time. Last time I talked to him, he was trying to do machine learning for e-discovery.
Okay, I'll pretend to know what that is.
Yeah, so is he.
Oh, we talked about this already. E-discovery, I remember.
Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, I'll go back to one of those classic episodes, 81 or whatever. I'm sure you'll find it. Dude, why don't we have a wiki, you know?
Why would we do that? Why would we have that?
Like, to track all our recurring jokes and, like, storylines.
That sounds terrible. Know,
and recurring characters. They would be like, you know, there'd be a page on Ben, and it would be like, appearances, episode 1, episode 2, episode 3. And then you could, like, click on episode 3, and it would be like, you know, topics covered, you know, like naked mole rats or whatever. And then there'd be, like, a link to Wikipedia article on naked mole rat. And there'd be a talk page, and it would be like, you know, I think this needs to be cited, you know, or like there's original research on here. Doesn't this sound great?
What part of this sounds great to you?
Do you think
Jordan wants to make this?
Yeah, maybe. Wait, how come we've never had him on the air?
Oh, sorry. I meant.
Yeah, I know.
Elijah.
Right. Please call in. 862-234-0491.
Somehow I forgot to give out the number until now.
Yeah, well, most people, I think, fast forward to, like, 24 minutes in or whatever. So
yeah, the first 24 minutes is the best part.
Yeah. That's, you know, we were warmed up.
It's all downhill from here.
That's right. Usually peaks. Yeah, and then, yeah, you could have people, like, you know, it would be like SoundCloud, you know, you could have like comments showing up like on the you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It sounds horrible.
Yeah, and then, and you could have like Twitter about it too, you know?
Oh, I do. Let's like get... Twitter. And you can go find us on Twitter at ObscurePorn.
Yeah, have we been tweeting?
Go follow. No, we tweet sometimes. We don't tweet.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre does not tweet.
What?
Dr. Dre does not tweet.
Is that true?
Well, that's what it says in his Twitter bio.
I see. Well, then, must be true. Yeah, I mean, I think the best tweet is, like, no tweet, don't you think? I mean, that's embracing the spirit of Twitter to the most you possibly could.
Yeah, I mean, those are good. That's like good advice in general for Twitter is never tweet.
Just don't. Yeah. Next time, just don't. Right. Oh yeah. I guess we could talk about this. Recently, Vince sent me a link to a tweet regarding a Garfield comic. I'm having trouble figuring out how, like, famous this is, you know?
It's pretty famous. They probably already know what we're talking about. If you want to talk about the Garfield comic, give us a call. It's 862-234-0491. We'll take a quick break and come back with Jim Davis comics discussion.
Yeah, I mean, I know Jim Davis himself already has addressed this, which is just stupid. But if you'd like to talk about it more.
He drew it in the first place.
True. That's fair. But, you know, from his perspective, it must be like, you know, isn't there some kind of statute of limitations on this? Like, 27 years later, here I am.
Well, you put yourself out there when you, you know, sell the original artwork with inscriptions.
Right, well, yeah. So anyway, if you're out there and you, you know, feel like you have more to say, or, you know, just want to, even just actually, you know, whatever you want to talk about, Jim Davis, I would be happy to discuss. It could even be about Curtis. That would be fine.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy.
In fact, I really want to know what Jim Davis thinks about Curtis. All right. Yeah. We'll be back. Stay tuned for more thrills and chills and spills and tweets and Twitters after this.
Before COPD, I took my son fishing every year. We had a great spot, not easy to find, but worth it. But with COPD making it hard to breathe, I thought those days might be over. So my doctor prescribed Symbicort. It helped significantly improve my lung function starting within 5 minutes. Symbicort doesn't replace a rescue inhaler for sudden symptoms. With Symbicort, today I'm breathing better, and that means fish on. Symbicort is for COPD, including chronic bronchitis and emphysema. It should not be taken more than twice a day. Symbicort may increase your risk of lung infections, osteoporosis, and some eye problems. Tell your doctor if you have a heart condition or high blood pressure before taking it. With COPD, I thought I'd miss our family tradition. Now Symbicort significantly improves my lung function starting within 5 minutes, and that makes a difference in my breathing. Today, we're ready for whatever swims our way. Ask your doctor about Symbicort. I got my first prescription free. Call or click to learn more.
If you can't afford your medication, AstraZeneca may be able to help.
Yo! Big Shaq, the one and only. Man's not hot. Never hot. Scrap! Skitty-cat-cat! Boom! 2 + 2 = 4. -1, that's 3. Quick maths.
All right, welcome back to the 99% Invisible. This is Ben and Vince,
the podcast where we talk about the Ben and Vince show.
Yeah.
So, what's up?
The dog conscript.
No. We're on the dog comic strip.
Yeah, we're on.
Isn't it. If I keep eating this pair?
What the fuck? You told me there was only one left.
Yeah, I didn't finish it.
Oh. Yeah, you wouldn't finish it.
Yeah, it's still pretty good. Speaking of eating things, John Arbuckle eats dog cum.
He drank it one time by accident.
Right. But, I mean, that's gross. Wait, what's in this pair? All right, one more bite. So yeah, the internet is ablaze.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious that he was like trying to be cool for Liz.
Yeah, what? Did she have a name at that point though?
Oh, I don't know. I would have to consult my old Garfield. What do you call those things?
Wiki?
No, the books.
Oh, yeah, the collections or whatever they're called.
Yeah, compendia.
Right. Yeah, right.
That's not
Garfield.
What I was looking for.
Garfield living large or Garfield eats a lasagna.
Yeah. I got a whole bunch of those.
Yeah, I definitely got some of those in the library. I remember when I was a kid.
But yeah, so. it would be interesting to look it up and see like what happened the next day. You know,
related.
Maybe if it was a continuation of that same storyline,
where it's just like three panels of silence with John like staring at this nurse, and then being
she's
like,
a vet,
what?
Dude.
She's a vet.
Yeah. Why do you think she just has a mug full of dog cum lying around?
Okay, she's a vet. Is that always true?
Yeah. I mean, why would she be a nurse?
I mean,
maybe you're just getting confused because she wears like a sexy nurse outfit.
I think that's the reason.
But that's just like so that you know she's really hot, so that it makes sense why John is like acting so weird.
Right. But doesn't John just act weird and insane constantly?
Yeah, and that's why like he's always so lonely and he can never, get a date or whatever.
I was having this conversation with someone yesterday about like, you ever meet someone like, and they're just like so way off, they're just totally crazy, You're just like...
Like they're on the list?
Not like that. Just like, you know, they've done a bunch of drugs or something.
Oh.
Or that kind of thing. Or like, you know, conspiracies or whatever. Like, and then... Yeah. And then okay. you're just talking to them for a while, and you're like, okay, great. And then all of a sudden, and then they're just like, yeah, so like, you know, and then my girlfriend is over, and you're like, what? You know? I mean, I understand girls can be crazy too, but it just seems like, you know?
Doesn't can you give me an like example?
Of this actually happening to me?
Yeah.
No. But... It's a general feeling, you know. I'm pretty sure this is like a trope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I but like, you know, when somebody says they have a girlfriend, you picture like, you know, your girlfriend. But okay. like their actual girlfriend is probably crazy, or like, you know, they've been dating for 3 days or something or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, but like even so, like how do they? I mean,
I don't know, man.
You know, how does any human come away with like a positive, you know, reaction?
Well, is he really hot?
I guess unless we're talking about a specific scenario, it's going to be harder. It's going to be hard to get much deeper into this.
Yeah, I can never really tell when guys are hot either.
Like Mickey Mouse, would you say he's hot?
No, he's a cartoon.
Well, what about like He-Man?
I don't know what He-Man looks like.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. He looks like Owen Wilson.
Okay. I don't know if Owen Wilson's hot.
Okay.
I know he's got like a fucked up nose.
That's right. Yeah.
But maybe that's a good thing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Character. Well, anyway. So Vince lives in California now.
It's true.
Yeah. How's that going?
Great.
Do you feel more relaxed?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. People are nice and, you know, are nicer.
Mm.
And you know, it's everything laid back and it's the sunny beach. Every day you go to the beach.
Man, yeah. What about the drought?
No, we're not really in a drought.
I know, but you will be, right?
Well, there was a drought and then it rained a ton.
Yeah, I know.
So then there's all this like new vegetation that grew, but then
oh.
It didn't rain.
It's gonna die
the entire summer, so it all died, and now it's all on fire.
I remember hearing about that. And does that all, you know, did you kind of see all that coming?
Yeah, totally.
Wait, are you officially a doctor?
Yeah.
As of, like, the last time we talked already?
I mean, you know, we record the show live.
Yeah.
So...
So, yes. Yes, then.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was, like, mid-October that we talked.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So we should change the name of the show.
To what?
To the Dr. Ben and Vince show.
Wait. Isn't there a show with like Dr. Drew and somebody
on Dr. the radio? Drew. Oh, yeah. Is there?
He gives like sex advice or something.
Really? Oh, wait, Dr. Drew. I'm thinking of Dr. Oz.
No, that's the scam artist guy.
Is Dr. Drew not a scam artist?
I don't know. I don't listen to a show. Loveline.
What?
Loveline.
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 Right. Loveline.
Is there another guy on there?
I cannot answer your question.
Well, you know, people just remember the doctor. That's really, that guy's inconsequential.
So true. Man, I'm like so not educated.
Yeah, what do you know?
Just like hobbling around over here. Bachelor's degree. What's the point? Might as well just like throw my brain in a pile. Yeah.
Throw your brain in a pile?
Mm-hmm.
Pile of brains or?
Mm-hmm. Discarded brains that are of no use to anyone.
Doesn't sound good.
Yeah, like a brain pile.
No, I don't like that idea.
Yeah, I mean, they'd just be like, I guess, ground up or something. Used for sod.
Doesn't sound right. I don't think that would be very good sod.
Well, it's no use to anything else either. Like sod or like in a mug on your desk for John to drink.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Okay. So we didn't finish talking about that. So he drank the cum and then.
Is there more to talk about?
John, what's his face? Jim Davis had to write
publicly.
He had to like sign a framed copy of it where he wrote, "These events are canon."
He had to do that.
Yeah.
He was legally required.
Well, the guy who ordered it said originally he requested that the inscription be, "I drew this and I'm proud of it." And he refused to write that.
So he didn't have to do anything.
He wrote, "These events are canon." So, yeah, but then he tried to say, like, oh, it was some fertility medicine.
Right, because on the farm, we used to have dog fertility medicine.
Of course. That's how a normal person, the reader, would definitely interpret that.
For sure.
But also, as someone on Twitter pointed out, that explanation presupposes that John had sex with a dog and the vet knew about it.
Because that's the only way that fertility medicine works.
Yeah, I mean, you can drink fertility medicine. It's not going to give you a litter of healthy puppies unless you're already impregnated.
Any veterinarian will tell you.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a litter of healthy puppies just by drinking some albuterol or whatever it goes in there.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay, so... I mean, how do we know? I mean, you know, I think... You know, to be a little literal about it, you know, I think that vet just has like a sly sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like she enjoys messing with John. What I don't understand is why she enjoys like being at all near John.
Do they actually date at some point?
Okay, how about this is my example for an insane person who has a girlfriend.
Wait, do they actually date?
Yeah, remember?
No, I don't remember.
As of like when
Garfield. Should I go to the Garfield?
To go, I'm pretty sure. They like, yeah.
So recently they started dating?
It was like 10 years ago.
Oh, God. See, Garfield jumped the shark a long time ago.
Oh, yeah?
Right around the time John was drinking the coke.
That time? Yeah, maybe.
I mean, oh, God. There's ads all over this thing. Oh, I'm in.
Where are you?
I'm in the Garfield wiki.
You are. See, it's useful.
Characters.
And then you could cross-reference the benefits wiki to the Garfield wiki. Like episode 104, they talked about Garfield.
All right, her name is Dr. Liz Wilson.
Wilson. Didn't know that.
Yeah, she's Garfield's sarcastic, smart mouth, but sweet, kind, caring, and animal-loving veterinarian. And a longtime crush, later girlfriend of John Arbuckle.
See? Later girlfriend.
Yeah, you're right.
Do they have a citation on that? Is this more or less disappointing to you than when, like, Kathy got married to Irving?
Dude, I don't give a shit what Kathy does.
Come on, weren't you? Didn't you have the least reaction? You know.
Man, there's some weird facts on here. Shortly after her first appearance, she told John her name was not short for Elizabeth, but for Lizard, although this was most likely a joke.
See? The people of the Garfield Wiki agree with me.
On December 31st, 2006, it is revealed her private car is a green Volkswagen New Beetle. She has a silver Nissan Frontier in the movie, but now has a gray GMC Canyon.
In the movie still, or?
Just in the Garfield canon.
Okay. She was in the movie? Really?
Yeah.
Who played her?
Bill Murray.
Wow, he's a pro.
She has made 557 appearances as of June 19th, 2016.
Oh, that's out of date.
Yeah, and then there's...
I mean, that I was going to say, that seems low. Doesn't it?
500? No. No.
That's like barely a year and a half of strips, you know?
Okay, what's 557 divided by 2016 minus 1979? Yeah, she shows up 15 times a year.
All right, I guess that sounds
it's
okay.
More than once a month.
Yeah, fair enough. I suspect the distribution is, you know, it's skewed toward more recent, like since they've been dating.
All right, so they're still dating?
I assume they didn't break up. Oh my god, can you imagine if they broke up?
Sure.
Sure, I can imagine that. Yeah, that's easy.
When she became John's girlfriend, Liz attempted to make peace with Garfield, but he was initially jealous of Liz as he felt that she was moving in on their lifestyle.
Yeah, I get that. You know? He's probably not going to get as much attention.
He now tolerates her at a bare minimum.
Well, that sounds like his relationship with John, so...
Okay. Played by Jennifer Love Hewitt and Olivia Munn.
Holy shit. I mean, that's surprising. And like, did no one know, did they think no one was going to notice the switch?
Well, not in the same. Okay, she was played by Olivia Munn in Robot Chicken.
Okay.
She's also been played by Tamara Chambers, Julie Payne.
I assume this is on like the Garfield cartoon.
I'm on IMDb now.
Sure.
Okay, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Is there really a Garfield character page, or sorry, a Liz Wilson character page?
Yeah, dude.
On IMDb.
Yeah. So in the movie that you're thinking of, it was Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Was she in both movies?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, that's sad.
She's always Julie Payne in the cartoon. And Olivia, she was in Robot Chicken, it was Olivia. Okay, Munn.
Great. Who played John on Robot Chicken? I'm guessing Seth Green.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm not looking it up.
That's fine. All right, well, do you have more to say on this topic?
No, I think we've exhausted all the information there is to know about...
I am exhausted.
I already forgot her name.
Lizard. Okay. Well, was that the science corner, technically, since we talked about dog fertility?
Put it on the wiki, man.
Yeah, oh man, all the appearances of the science corner.
See, this sucks, man. Such a bad idea.
This is so cool. This is why it's cool to care. This is an example.
It's not cool. See, this is why it's so bad. You don't want people to think you take yourself seriously.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh man, I just, this is like a fantasy for me now.
Great.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, wikis are usually made by fans, so I'm going to put it on the fans at this point.
So are you.
The fans. Make this happen. Make my dream come true. And also call in 862-234-0491.
Let's take a break.
Okay. If you think we're going to make it back.
Why would we not make it back?
I don't know. I'm going to go check out like the pinball machine in the break room. I might be there for a while. Ding, 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 ding. Dude, this is so fun. Come over here.
Okay, you're clearly still right next to the microphone.
Ding, 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 ding. Cha-ching. Splang. Ka-dong. Dude, high score. You gotta try this game.
It's very convincing.
Yeah. It's even better than Microsoft Pinball.
Oh, that was awesome.
So that's what I'm saying. Even better.
It's the best part of Windows Millennium Edition.
Yeah, in the ranking of like built-in Microsoft games, I don't know. You got that and Minesweeper in a race.
Solitaire. One spot.
I put Solitaire at number two or number three after those. Definitely Spider Solitaire way down there.
Yeah.
Not a fan. And then you got like, what was that one, like Cubic or Klondike or whatever?
Yeah, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
That was from like Windows 3.1.
Yeah.
Was there any others? Oh, Free Cell. I'll put Free Cell even lower than Spider Solitaire. Yeah.
Jeez, what is this?
Free Cell sucks.
That's terrible.
Yeah. That's all I can think of. Oh, Ski Free? Remember Ski Free?
No.
That's where you're skiing and you try to avoid like crashing into trees, and then like at the end a monster comes out and supposedly you can get around him, but I never could. And he eats you.
I don't think that's like a built-in game.
Again, this was like Windows 3.1. I think it was probably built in.
I guess I never had Windows 3.1.
Yeah. I'm not sure if Chip's Challenge was also a built-in one. I mean, that has to go way high up there. For sure. Does Mac have anything like this?
Probably. There's chess on Mac.
Yeah, chess. Great. This is why Windows will always be the better operating system. Minesweeper.
Yeah, whatever. I'll be over here playing Crystal Crazy.
Crystal Crazy. Which one was Crystal Crazy? Is that a Facebook game?
No, dude. It's like the best game ever made.
Dude, this is why we need the wiki. I'm sure you've talked about Crystal Crazy on this podcast before.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, let's just like run it through some speech to text. And then we'll make the word cloud, and then in the middle will just be a giant and then we can upload that.
Right.
All right. Listeners, get that wiki to us before the end of the break. We'll see you after that.
All right.
Scott, I want you to do something.
Not doing that again. I burned.
We both enjoyed that. Now I want you to introduce my greatest creation, the new Toasty Torpedo.
The new Toasty Torpedo?
Yes, Scott. You make one.
Me?
Put it in me, Scott. It's over a foot of Quiznos flavor on Slim Sleek Ciabatta for only $4. Say it, Scott.
Only $4?
Say it sexy.
Only $4?
Sexier.
Only $4.
Quiznos. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Toasty.
Take you down, deep down to the front. Deep down. You woke up this morning, got yourself a gun. Your mama always said you'd be the chosen one. She said, one in a million, you got to burn and shine. You're born under a bad sign. Blue moon in your eyes.
back, and it's good to see you again. I got an even higher score playing pinball. So I'm up to like 15,000 now. So
that was points fun. Or like is there units of the world scores?
Pounds, I guess. So I'm feeling pretty good about that.
You get that in cash?
What?
You get that in cash?
I think it goes into like a like one of those, I don't know what they call it, but like when you win the lottery, it's like, you know, $1 a year for the next 5 million years or whatever.
Right.
Dude. Yeah, so
what's the lottery at right now?
Oh no, actually I think they pay it out to you in terms in like free balls, you know.
Oh yeah. What's so, Mega Millions at?
What?
What's Mega Millions at right now?
I don't know, man.
Let's go play some Mega Millions. I'm trying to get rich.
So much. What's fun. The most you've ever won at the lottery?
Dollar.
Nice, nice. I want to say I might have won like $5 one time, but I didn't claim it because it was like the New York lottery, and I don't live in New York.
You know, Maryland is only one of only a few states where you can win the lottery anonymously.
Anonymously? What does that mean?
Like, they don't publish your name.
Oh. Like, can you get your name published?
No, in most states, they, like, make a big press release and say, Ben Strauss right. won the lottery. He has $300 million now. Go get him.
Right. But, like, if you want in Maryland, can you ask them to issue a press release?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But you can also ask to have it. I mean, they're still going to issue a press release, but like...
They'll just say it. Yeah.
Like, there was some big jackpot winner in Maryland a few years ago. It was like a bunch of coworkers who all worked at some gas station or something.
Oh, nice.
Or I don't even... Maybe they bought it at a gas station.
Isn't that like insider trading because they sell the lottery tickets?
I don't know if they worked at the place that they bought it from.
Oh, okay.
It was a bunch of coworkers. I don't know where they worked. But, like, they chose to remain anonymous, but they still had, like, the big press conference and everything. And they had them all get up and, like, hold up the check. But they all were wearing, like, jumpsuits and masks so you couldn't see who they were.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so great. I love that they did that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you actually know that it's them in that case?
I guess you don't. Hold on. Let me look it up. List of states where you can win the lottery anonymously.
Anonymously.
Anonymously. Okay, 6 states. Delaware, Kansas, Maryland, North Dakota, Ohio, and South Carolina.
Cool. Yeah, I guess, you know, that makes sense. Like, might not want your name all out there.
So we got to drive up to Kansas after this and get some Mega Millions tickets.
But, I mean, we would definitely talk about it on the show anyway, so, like...
I wouldn't talk about it.
You wouldn't?
No.
Hmm.
How do you know I haven't won it already?
You wouldn't tell me?
No, I absolutely would not tell you.
Wow.
You're telling me you would tell me?
I would call you first.
Wow.
I would have bought the ticket under your name. And then I would be like,
I don't think they don't ask you to give a name when you buy a lottery ticket.
I do though. And I ask them to take a signed contract that I draw up, saying that they promise to remember the name and issue a press release.
Well, at most I would tell you off the air.
You'd tell me off the air?
Well, maybe, but I think you would just go blabbing about it on the air, probably.
I would absolutely blab. I'd be like, so yeah, you know, welcome to the Ben and Ben Show. You know, I had some pretty juicy strawberries recently. Or, you know, like, what's the deal with, like, you know, IMAX or something? And then I'd be like, oh yeah, and Vince, didn't you win $500 million?
Yeah, I'd be like, and you'd be like, I don't know, did I?
I'd be like, yeah, no, you told me, right? Like, we were talking about that. You played the lottery in Kansas and you actually won $500 million and it was like really cool.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure. I totally did that. That is something that absolutely happened and is canon.
These events that we are discussing are canon.
Yeah. So then people would just think it was like part of the kayfabe.
Oh, yes. But then I'd be like, no, but seriously, like, I'm not joking. I mean, like, really, you did, you know, this is as real as your PhD.
Yeah, I would just, you know, continue to be, you know, like our friend Elijah. Just keep
yeah,
going.
No, because you get it? Because... yeah.
I will not stop this car until everyone puts on their seatbelt.
It's the safest thing I could do right now. Yeah, okay, well, so then it sounds like you should tell me because it would be fine.
All right, fine, whatever.
Okay, so you did win it then?
No, I didn't win it. I don't even know what the jackpot is. I only want to play if it goes over like $300 million.
Not even worth entering.
Yeah, because you have to, you know, pay a dollar to get to buy a ticket.
That's right. That's kind of how they get you. Plus, you know, the gas to get to Kansas.
So, like, you know, the prospect of winning $100 million, it's exciting. But
you know, you kind of know that you'd like go through that pretty quick.
No, it's not that you go through it pretty quick. It's just like, it's not as exciting as winning $500 million. And then it's like, holy shit. Can't wait till I win this money.
What a jaded, cynical world we live in. You know?
You can't even
get excited about $100 million. Guess that's inflation for you. I'm sorry.
I'll get that in post.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see. You knocked over your tray of marbles. Yeah, we'll have to clean those up post-episode. Dude, I know I'm going to slip on those. Seriously, at least just, like, get them away from my feet. Wait, did you win those in some kind of game of chance?
I won something.
Have you ever won like a Guess the Jelly Beans contest or whatever?
Yeah, I totally did in fifth grade.
Oh, sweet.
I was like such a smart ass. I like tried to do math to like calculate the volume of the jar or whatever.
I bet you did. And that worked?
Yeah, I guess so.
Damn, how close were you?
Closer than everyone else.
Right, but like...
I don't know. I don't even remember what the prize was.
The jar. It's the jar of jelly beans.
Well, I don't know. It could have been jelly beans. It could have been...
Oh, you don't remember.
Marbles. It could have been candy corns. Ooh, there's candy corn after this.
Nice. Yeah, I think I won. I think I like co-won with someone one time.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was candy corn. Yeah. But we were friends, so it was cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, my office is having had a Halloween costume contest. So I'm kind of afraid, / was correct to be afraid that no one is really going to dress up.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, we'll see.
What are you going to dress up as?
A fish.
Why?
Because there was like a paper folding fish costume that was found.
Origami fish?
What?
Origami fish?
Like, no, like, I mean, it has to fit over your head. So,
like a paper hat? It's just like, a hat?
like a bunch of, you like cut out a bunch of shapes and like glue them together. Like you put them on cardstock and cut them out and then like glue them together in the specified way, and it makes like a fish shape.
But it's just on your head.
Well, this one has a part that goes back and looks like a fish body, like going behind you.
Oh, that's cool. And you think that's going to win?
I really do not want to win.
What's the prize?
I don't know. I think it's a $25 gift card.
How much did it cost you to print out all those card stocks?
The design cost $7.
Dude, why don't you just pirate it?
I mean, you know, support the arts or whatever.
The arts won't support you.
Exactly. And the cardstock stuff costs like, 50% off costs like $7.50 as well. So,
yeah, you know. So you stand to make $10 here.
Dude, and that's more exciting to me than winning even a $500 million lottery.
Why don't you want to win then?
Because that would be embarrassing. You know?
Yeah.
Are you, did you dress up as anything?
Ash Ketchum, probably.
Really? What? Really? Why?
It's a good couple's costume.
With Pikachu?
No, with Misty.
Were they a couple?
I don't know. They're kids.
I guess so. How old are they?
Unclear.
So you're just gonna like wear a hat?
Yeah, I got a hat. I got a vest. It's been done before. We've done it before.
I see. But it's a new environment.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. This coast won't know what hit it.
That's right.
Casting wise. Well, cool. Do you have a ball?
Yeah. And you can drink out of it.
Oh, nice. Perfect costume.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone else is going to dress up as, like, you know, either a Pokemon or a trainer?
Yeah, people always do.
What?
There's
really?
Like, there's always Pikachu.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Surprising. Seems like that's like a hard costume, right? Or like they just wear the ears or something?
No, it's just like you just go buy one and it's like a whole thing.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, I don't know.
More like suck at you.
Yeah, all right. Calm down.
More like Suckachusetts, where you used to live.
Yeah.
Did you like say goodbye to the state at all when you left?
I guess.
You know, like, bye, thanks state. For the memories.
I don't know.
No? Okay.
Yeah, great. Massachusetts? Yeah.
Yeah?
It's okay.
You were there for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Cool. That's second in terms of length of times that you've lived in states.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's something.
It is something.
Well, speaking of 10 years of time.
Here we go.
Spent doing something.
That's right.
We mentioned earlier in the show that this is our 10th anniversary podcast. I mean, is that surprising to you? Does it feel like more than 10 years or less than 10 years to you?
I use this podcast as a metric for how long 10 years is. So it feels like exactly 10 years.
Great point. Yeah, I mean, you know, if you go back and listen to the old episodes and like read on the wiki that a nice fan has set up for us while we were on break. You know, you can see like the progression of time in our lives, you know?
It's very touching.
It's like Yeah, we never address it directly, but it's you know, sharp-eared listeners will be like, you know, you can tell Ben, you know, was going through like a bowling phase or whatever.
You're really breaking the fourth wall here.
What?
You're really breaking the fourth wall here.
What do you mean? No, I'm not.
This is so meta.
What?
This is so meta.
Not really. I mean, the entire show. It's the Ben and Vince show. What else would it be about, you know? Mm. Yeah.
That's deep.
And also, is there, you know, like, there's no walls in radio, right?
I see lots of walls in here.
Yeah, you do. But do you hear them? Are you a bat? Can you hear walls?
The walls are, like, specially designed in here to improve the sound quality.
Right, they're actually designed to absorb the sound. Wait, that sounds wrong. Damn it, Oklahoma City. But yeah, like, yeah, so, you know, you can tell that, like, Vince became a bat during this episode. And, like, you know, although we didn't talk about it explicitly, it's like, yeah, you can tell. So that's the kind of thing that, you know, would be on the wiki. It's cool. Right, and then yeah, and then I was talking to a dolphin for a while. that's just one of the amenities in this new studio. Yeah.
All right. So are we doing? Wait,
is that the wall you're talking about? The wall between the dolphin and me? The glass.
Well, that's one of them. You can write messages to the dolphin with the message.
Yeah, although don't try to spin that one around. Didn't end well. But yeah, did you read that book, Between the Dolphin and Me?
Is that a book?
It was a great, you know, commentary on race in America today.
Today?
Yeah.
You came out today?
I mean, in a general sense of today.
Contemporary dolphin? What are you talking about?
Yeah, Between the Dolphin and Me.
Is that real? I can't tell if you're fucking with me.
You know, it's by that guy, although the guy whose name I won't really claim to pronounce correctly, Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Oh. I never read his book.
Between the Dolphin and Me, yeah.
What about Put It on That Dolphin?
what about that? What about Put It on That Dolphin? I mean, great times.
That's the name of my book.
Really? What's it about? Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, to kind of retrospect and get a sense of what the definition of 10 years means, we have a special, exciting activity planned, which is the very first ever Ben and Vince show. And, you know, again, we're going to be on watch for problematic statements,
right?
But we have it here. We dug it up from the archives,
right?
We're going to listen to it. We're going to talk about it,
right,
with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll all learn something.
By the way, we did this before. If you still have your DVD of season one, it's on there. So just forget that we did that and, you know, pretend that we're not repeating ourselves.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, this is, you know, that was like a, what, 1.5 year kind of... The marbles. Although that, oh no, that was your sandpaper collection. Never mind. Well, anyway, so yeah, let's get to it.
All right.
Episode one.
Here we go.
Ben and Vince show.
Here we go.
No, July 2007.
Was it July?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Here we go.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison
by
a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem,
I can't really hear you over the podcast.
If you can find them, maybe you can hire
Ben and Vince.
Oh man, that soundbite.
Yeah, we had like a professional guy come in and record that.
Which we do on every episode.
Right. With Ben Lee.
Ben Lee?
No, that's not true.
Now this is the InfoFlow music.
Yeah, it totally is.
Hello and welcome to the Ben and Vince Show.
Oh, you sound so young.
This is the porn cast as Eric Heisen would call it. I'm Vince Agar.
We already got the in there.
Ben Strauss is also here.
Wow, we're using last names.
I'm here.
Oh my god.
We're on air already.
Yeah, that was officially the worst opening ever.
Dude, you're like, where are you?
I couldn't come up with anything. Like, I mean, you know, I'm not, I didn't go to the Columbia School of Broadcasting, so I don't know.
There you go. Show. Columbia School of Broadcasting, count number one.
Everybody went to Columbia School, either Columbia or Connecticut. It's confusing because they both call CSB. Oh, you know what? Yeah. Talk about comics. That's what we usually talk about.
Vince, this is so awesome.
Before we do that, I got a pretty good pun that I told George already.
Okay.
Yeah, so George, you're getting a mention in the first official.
Okay.
It's your porn cat.
All right.
Okay, so here we go. What did Austin Powers say to former President Rutherford?
Oh, God.
O.B. Hayes?
Damn it, how did you get that?
Classic. And
it sounds like
I'm
you're
impressed
talking
that you got
from,
that.
Like, inside of a...
I know the names of presidents, Ben.
Empty...
What?
I know the names of presidents, or at least some of them.
Yeah, I remember talking to... You know, I just finished eating some Fritos.
You want to insult Eric Heisen?
I mean, go ahead. You pretty much already did.
Hang on a second.
You know, it's like we're insulting our boss, except, you know, he's not actually paying us.
Also, well, this might be just typical of a boss, but, you know, I've actually put more work into this website than he has.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Harsh.
He wrote a lot of stuff and whatnot. He wrote one.
About 2.5. Stuffs.
Yeah.
This is back when they used to write things on Oscar.
Frivolous lawsuits. They're ruining this country.
I know.
For a while, Vince was doing a jam of the month. I remember that.
I'm back.
I'm pretty sure I made that.
Cool.
Sorry, that was one of the companies from downstairs got some of our mail.
John Edwards should talk to me.
That makes sense. That there'd be a mix-up.
You shouldn't talk to John. You should criticize John Edwards about that.
Is he suing people frivolously?
What are we talking about?
Making this all up.
John Edwards,
is
I think.
Crossing over.
Oh, John Edward, I guess.
Railroad.
Wait.
Oh God.
John Edwards is the political one.
That'll be a
Edward singular is the psychic guy.
Right. What happened to him?
I don't know. Did he die? No one else would be able to talk to him.
You think he should have seen that coming?
That's what I'm planning for. Oh, what the fuck?
He's so professional.
Oh, yeah, we've come so far in terms of recording
quality.
We'll
be back after this music or something. If you can still hear us, we're in a sandstorm. So we'll be right back.
Yeah, I remember that sandstorm.
I can't believe that made the final cut.
Wow, we used to play copyrighted music on here.
Yeah, used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the deal with that? There was like Eric Heisen was mad about it.
There was a sandstorm that came through.
No, but wasn't Heisen mad that we were playing copyrighted music?
Oh, he was. Which was stupid.
I mean, he managed to escape ownership of the company unscathed.
I thought you were going to say he managed to escape prosecution for his other many crimes.
All that too.
Do you really take a Good Vibrations break for like 6 minutes?
No, I think we're going to start talking over it, right? I don't know, maybe not.
We're talking over it?
Well, that's what we normally do, is talk over the music.
Do you hear us talking over it?
No. I mean, right now, you and I are talking over it. We're talking over the whole thing.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, it was just unexpected, though. Like, we're, like, 5 minutes in.
I know. Well, there was a sandstorm that came out of nowhere.
I know, but...
It's very unprofessional.
Yeah, I mean, I guess our mistake was recording near a sandstorm, which we would never do anymore.
Right. Where was the studio, by the way? It was in Albany.
This was,
It was in Albany, right? No. Yeah. Well, I guess
in,
this was...
like, Rockville or something?
Yeah, I guess. This was before we had a studio.
Oh, man.
We were just... you know, Skyping in or whatever.
The quality program.
Alright. Well, yeah. With this, I mean, we didn't have a commercial, right? There's no ad.
It's just a song.
Yeah. I don't know. How did we even expect to make money off of this?
How do we expect to keep listeners?
Well, people love the Beach Boys.
I think I will say I like this song from the Beach Boys and, like, no other song.
Is that true?
Yeah, I don't like the Beach Boys.
It's weird.
Yeah.
The songs are all the same.
Yeah, well, no, this one's a little different.
This is the kind of thing you would hear on 92.1 The Wave.
92.5, what'd you say?
That's what I said. 92.5.
Okay.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, it didn't exist for us at the point of this recording either. Or did it?
I don't understand.
Oh, no, it did.
How it would not have.
Yeah, no, it did.
Yeah, we really... This whole podcast is like 90% Beach Boys. So far.
Yeah. Was that intentional?
I can't believe we just made this and published it. The whole thing's only 18 minutes, and we played the entire Beach Boys song.
I mean, the energy is just dragging here.
No, it's not dragging.
I mean,
people love the Beach Boys.
You know, you're always embarrassed looking back at your early work, so I wouldn't feel too bad about it.
I don't think Brian Wilson's problematic.
Hello. Here we go.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, we're back.
We're back. Yes. Yeah. Back and better than ever.
Oh, you're louder now.
Yeah, I finished this last time.
Our next 10-minute segment.
Oh, do you remember when we used to drop things over the microphone constantly?
I sure do.
This time we start from the beginning and it's actually going for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it'll be about 2.5 times.
Wow, we were proud. Oh, wow, do you remember when our recording technology could only do 10 minutes at a time?
So
yeah, that's why there was that sound.
Right. So,
we're
about to talk about it.
But for some reason, we must have been recording 6 minutes before the beginning of the show.
He's like, and he ran for president?
No, that's John Edward.
Oh, okay.
I think
we're back to John Edwards.
I think I had you going on both channels here, which is why there's like a huge echo.
Redskins.com TV.
Yeah, how is he like Larry Michael, actually?
Then? Oh, my God.
They both have last names that have the first name of a person that usually have an S on them that don't actually have an S on them.
You mean when they're used as a last name?
But usually they have an S on them when they're used as a last name.
Yeah, I'm really good at the point here.
They have an S on them.
When uses the first name.
Right, but like, usually you would think his name was like John Edwards or Larry Michaels.
Now I'm speaking into like a potato megaphone.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Glad we got that straight now.
Is there Larry Michaels? Larry Michaels, if you're out there.
No, Larry Michael. Oh, wait, I'm talking to the old shit.
Quest line.
Yeah, we got operators standing by.
It's really too bad that we can't, have a live show because, you know, since this is pre-recorded, nobody can call in.
Oh my God. Wait, did we used to do it pre-recorded? We didn't used to record it live?
I thought this was live.
Ben, nobody's listening right now. I mean, nobody will listen once we record this, but...
Vince, is this true?
Now, that's the point.
Well, okay.
Are you planning to download this to your iPod?
I don't even have an iPod.
I didn't even have an iPod.
I just dropped some. You have an iPod. On the back of it says, "Dent Egard, take it easy."
Oh, I remember that.
I forgot about that. Take it easy.
I don't really approve.
Do you feel
of
like
that
this commentary is a lot of just like
didn't approve?
I remember that.
People made fun of, was it you that made fun of me for the was iPod that said Vince Aguirre take it easy because you thought that meant people were gonna steal
it?
I
thought it was like
an no, that wasn't me.
No, I guess NASCAR. Jeff Gordon NASCAR. Is really good.
Yeah, I'm pretty aware of your position on Jeff Gordon by this point.
And hopefully all the viewers over the course of this podcast viewers, will also go away. Everyone, viewers, I'm talking to you. Jeff Gordon is really good.
I mean, has your position on Jeff Gordon changed?
Not watching.
He's retired.
So, okay, so you better give some support for your
was really good and now he's retired?
I'm not going to just believe you.
Yeah, yes. I mean, this is like, okay. That's a really weak support. Take.
How about that? I will.
That he's really good?
Yeah.
Okay, here's some support. Are you ready?
Takes weren't around back then.
I know.
Yeah, okay, go.
Okay, there are 19 races this year so far.
Yeah.
And he finished in the top 10 in 17 of them.
That's a better
pretty
take?
High percentage.
That's
no,
a high
that's
percentage.
Not, that's just a
what
fact.
What about those other two? What happened?
Well, oh, yeah, takes are not facts.
One of them crashed, and the other one, he probably also crashed.
It's a pretty sad sport where crashing about, 10% of the time, like demolishing your equipment 10% of the time is still considered good.
Ben,
I think that's a still great take.
You're first, you're last.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. You
I feel like
second,
I'm doing some, like,
third,
obnoxious
fourth,
character in this one.
Yeah, that was our little reenactment of
as opposed to now when you're just
I'm not gonna tell you which movie. I should stop dropping things.
The Dropping Things movie?
No, that was a different movie.
Who was in that?
Kevin Bacon. No, I'm sorry. It was
that's a good joke.
An all Chinese cast plus Steve Martin.
Oh, you remember that? What that was a reference to?
No.
There was some
that's pretty
it's a reference to some movie that was that.
You mean right now?
That was
I was just
movie?
Like reading.
Oh, no, I remember. It was like 6 degrees of separation or whatever.
Right. And like somehow they were connected by this like insane thing.
This is the country
yeah.
that like does everything electronically.
Yeah,
and yet.
Well, but wasn't it like probably a different Steve Martin?
They did it
probably.
You know, somebody could rig it.
But I think IMDb had it wrong.
Yeah, it's just like what happened in the U.S. Oh, that was old political humor there. Don't send me a death threat.
You can start writing.
Wow, death threats were still a thing back then.
Or something.
Or already.
And we've come to
you think we're going to make it to the end of this without having to take another break?
Yeah.
Probably.
Me and you?
You might as well just call it.
No, I mean the podcast.
Hour.
It's not an hour.
like you know,
I what do you mean?
Jim
like, I wasn't paying attention to when the Beach Boys ended, if there was a full 10 minutes or not.
Oh, you mean like, is there going to be another break in episode number one?
Had a partner too,
I don't think so.
He quit.
That's a good question. Yeah, maybe not. Probably not.
It used to be the McNeil Lehrer Report. Now it's just the news out.
Watch that.
You need to watch that.
People.
I think it's just your microphone.
Really boring.
I'm doing like the
just hearing that title.
What's
yeah,
that?
Well,
Spider your way on down.
That's what it was called.
Do you remember doing a voice?
I don't know why that guy retired.
No, I don't know.
Died.
I guess I just thought you had to do a voice if you were going to be on the radio.
But
all right, what was his name? McNeil?
Or maybe I did.
I don't know. I don't remember his first name. I can look it up.
Right, maybe.
No, don't do that.
I mean, I have the internet in my ear.
Listen, McNeil, if you're listening, call the request line.
Now, only like 8 to 9 years later, that request line finally got set up.
Yeah, that's right.
Live, nobody
call the request line.
We can have a retroactive call the request line.
Or a future one.
So,
man,
I think we've established
what if someone had told that young kid that, that it would happen?
I would say that you, to me, are exactly the same.
No call the request line.
I was going to agree with that, but I mean, I think I'd say
come on the show.
You too, pretty much.
Yeah, sure, guess.
Yes.
Like, Snoopy.
Snoopy doesn't talk.
He wouldn't contribute much, really.
I mean, you can't hear thought bubbles over the radio.
Apparently, every person in the comics can hear thought bubbles from animals. Because I'm nothing. It always works that way.
Comics are a weird place to live.
I think the problem is that I like felt that I had to fill like every second of airtime with talking.
Maybe to visit.
Do you not feel that way? But I wouldn't still.
I mean, I guess I feel the need to not have dead air, but like,
I guess.
It's more natural now. It's not just like, okay, he's finished talking. It's time for me to say something without thinking about it.
I mean, like his apartment.
Oh, well, you wouldn't want to live with him.
Yeah, I mean, turns out Buffy's just, you know.
I feel like that's pretty common.
I think you might have to bleep that in post-production.
Wait, was the FCC going to fine us? Come on. This is the internet.
Anything goes. On the internet.
Did I say something problematic there? What were we talking about bleeping?
Anything goes in a place like
that. Oh, that's a good question. What? Oh, well. We missed it.
That represents, like, the entire sum total of my knowledge of songs. But
What was the song you were talking about? I didn't hear you.
Anything goes in a place like this.
I've never heard of that.
So is that from Mulan or something?
I feel like I heard it in my orthodontist's office or something.
Yeah, here's...
I mean, I don't know if that's a name. It's just
I do know.
I haven't been to an orthodontist in such a long time, so.
If you walk down the right back alley in Sin City, you can find anything.
Yeah.
See, that's a movie
I
that
know
I was obsessed
know
with.
That
movie
is
problematic. All
right, that's good, because, you know, get used to it. You can't do a goddamn thing to me hard again.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, let's just quote movies.
I'm tired of you.
He's seen Sin City about 8,000 times. And now that he owns it, that will quickly double in about 5 hours.
May I remind you, Mr. Slub, that Jaguar that you so pinheadedly covet remains the property of the son of Senator Rourke. The nearest scratch thereupon, and the consequences of such of which I so recently made mention, shall surely be athwart us.
All right.
How do you feel about
that,
man?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah,
I can't see why anyone would not want to listen to 103 more episodes of that.
Wait, is this still recording?
No, we're out of time.
I gotta stop doing that.
I can't believe how quickly that went by.
See you next week, folks.
I mean, I guess that Beach Boys song felt like an eternity, but...
Yeah, right? Right. I guess it's just The Price is Right for another 30 seconds.
That's fine.
Yeah, people like The Price is Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that Beach Boys was definitely the best part of that episode.
You're so disappointed. I feel like...
No, I'm not disappointed. I had low expectations.
Right. I feel like, as you said, the Ben Strauss character was fully formed from the beginning.
Yeah.
No need. There's clearly no need to revamp that one. In podcasts or in life. The Vince character was obsessed with Sin City. I'll give you that. But I would say Vince still gets obsessed with things.
Yeah,
you know.
But I'm not just gonna be like, a podcast. Now is a good time to just recite random lines of dialogue with no context.
Yeah, but how cool was that dialogue?
It wasn't really that cool, though.
It was so cool. All those words? It's pretty good. You had the whole thing memorized.
I mean, not even, like, well memorized. I don't know.
It was good. Well, you stumbled
really,
over, like...
It was a real dramatic reading.
Yeah, well. Wait, which character is speaking? I don't even remember that line.
It was like one of the, like...
Oh, it was like one of the goons or something.
Yeah. Some guy who gets, like, killed off right after he says that.
What was the last time you saw that movie?
I don't know, years ago.
Hmm.
I mean...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not actually that good.
I mean, I think it's pretty awesome.
It's good.
I mean, I haven't seen it in a long time either. But, I mean, I definitely did not see Sin City : A Dame to Kill For.
Yeah, which we were all so excited for that, and then none of us ever saw it.
I don't think we were excited for it. I was excited for The Spirit, and then that was
horrible. Yeah, that was really bad.
Yeah.
Or wait, no, it was good.
No, it was not good.
That was one where Samuel L. Jackson's character kept talking about eggs.
Egg, yes. Yes. Yes, it was bad.
Okay, so that was good.
No. Wait. What was the thing? Damn it. Oh, yeah, we were talking about, like, you could go as Samuel L. Jackson for Halloween.
Who's the you in that sentence?
Coworker. And then I was doing an impression of his boss, whose name is Mike, whatever,
last name.
Yeah, uh-huh. And then we're like, oh, you know, I should go as Mike for Halloween. And then it was like, or you could, you know, just do like a split face down the middle, you know, one side Mike, one side Samuel L. Jackson. And someone's like, yeah, it would be like Michael Jackson. I was like, holy shit.
That's very high
which concept. Which makes even more sense because, you know, Samuel L. Jackson's black, but this guy Mike is white. So, you know, it's like so many layers, levels.
I recently saw Wonder Woman.
Yeah, okay. I saw it too when it came out.
That was all right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was, I mean, I thought it was, you know, it was good. Whatever. It was good.
And people were like, holy shit, this movie's so good.
Yeah, I definitely did not get that.
I mean, maybe just like the fact that the main character is female and like right. It's a good movie makes it really good. Because that doesn't happen very often.
I don't know. I mean, didn't you see The Queen?
No.
Main character, female.
No, but like, you know, she's like an action hero or whatever.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, it was not very, like, philosophically self-consistent.
Yeah, yeah, no, I see. I agree with that. You mean the fact that, like, did you just spill a bunch of hand claps on the ground?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I feel like the fact that she only unlocked her potential after like realizing how much she loved a guy, is that what you're talking about?
Well, I mean, that's, I kind of get that. Okay. That's fine. But she like, her whole like philosophy is supposed to be based on this idea that like, you know, Ares has corrupted men and they all want to do war all the time, and she just wants there to be peace. And she's like, and now that I've come into the world of men, my job is to fight everybody all the time. Like, I don't know. I mean, I get that she's trying to end the war or whatever, but like, she was like very eager to fight people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And then, like, the fact that he really was behind it all the time, I feel like was kind of a cop-out.
Wait, you mean it's not, that didn't actually happen in World War One?
Right. Well, I guess I wasn't there. But do you have a line of dialogue from that movie that you
and
would
also,
like to say?
And also, I was kind of stupid that, like, I mean, I guess this is, like, a trope, but, like, all the Germans are just like intrinsically evil.
Yeah.
Or I guess it was just that one guy.
He was super evil though. And the woman scientist.
Yeah. I like the twist at the end.
That it was Batman all along.
Batman is the only good like DC universe movie.
Which one?
Batman and Robin.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. What twist?
Well, I don't want to give it away.
Oh, then I don't know what you're talking about. But, okay. I guess this movie has already, like, made so little of an impression on me that, like, 4 months later, I don't remember it.
What's a good movie that you saw?
Recently?
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't seen a movie recently.
I watched Kumail...
No, oh, I saw that. I saw that one.
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah.
It's good. I mean, normally I don't like these movies where it's like a comedy and then like it gets all serious, you know?
It didn't get that serious though.
Yeah. It was good.
I like Greg Romano and Holly Hunter.
Well, everyone loves it, you know.
I missed that joke last time. I won't miss it again. So, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. That's a joke that I get.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so do you feel like we've learned anything in 10 years?
I've learned so much.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess...
I can't speak for you.
Yeah, nothing really. Do you want to listen to our 20th year episode and do commentary on that?
Like from 10 years in the future?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just go back and edit it in afterwards.
I'll make sure you do that. I have the domain until then, so.
I gotta try to find out what episode of CSI we watched. And then go and publish that.
I'm sure if you just listen to like 5 minutes of our commentary, you'll be able to identify the episode based on what we're saying.
I guess it would be harder to try to find a copy of the episode, but I'm sure it can be done.
Yeah, don't you think? And then what are you going to do with that?
I don't know. Have it?
Reference to 10 years ago.
There
oh my
go.
God.
There you
Is
go.
That all we do? Vince, are we living in the past?
I mean...
No, we talked about Wonder Woman. Okay,
that's all we've ever done from day one, so... At least I didn't, like, just rattle off some stilted dialogue from
Grammar Team or whatever. You're so embarrassed by that. Some Grammar Team. No, that dialogue in that movie was completely natural.
Wait, actually did that exact thing earlier in this episode.
What? Did you? What did you say?
Well, I just said the thing about the elephants.
Oh, yeah.
But that was...
No shit.
That was like a nice, smooth reference. That wasn't just like...
Oh, yeah.
Me going
yeah,
off you,
on it. Vince, it's not your fault about the Cincinnati dialogue. It's not your fault.
All right. Well, you know... It's good if you're going to start listening to our show that you don't start at the very beginning.
I feel like a lot of people say that about, you know, whatever show they've done.
Yeah, it's true.
So what would you say is a good time to start?
I don't know, probably season three.
Really? Wow. What year was that?
Oh, I don't know. Wait. See? Yeah, I mean, whatever. Or no, what season is it now? Four? Four,
right?
That's
still four. Did we finish?
Like, it started at 101. This is the fourth episode of the season.
Right, okay.
So maybe this is season five.
Yeah, I think it's season five.
Okay, so start with season four.
Really? Wow, you don't think it got good until then?
Well, no, it was good before that. But, like, you know, at some point you're going so far back in time that, like, it's not going to be relevant, you know?
It was relevant. I think that even that episode number one was relevant. We talked about the orthodontist. We talked about... John Edward, he's still around. Or no, you were asking if he was dead. We had the Price is Right music still on the air. Things haven't changed that much. The world of today is not.
Dude, we didn't
so
even
much
have like phones back then that had apps. We didn't even have.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
A studio.
We did have Twitter. Wait, someone.
Wait, I didn't have Twitter.
Yeah, so maybe you didn't.
People that we know didn't even start having Twitter until, like, at least September or October.
Okay, all right. I don't remember that.
We'll see how long Cole's been on there.
No, but, like, I was eating lunch and someone got a text.
No, he's been on since August.
All right, early adopter.
Same with Montas.
Yeah. So, yeah, someone got a text, and we're like, oh, who's that? And they're like, oh, it's from Twitter. I was like, what? Is it like 2006?
Holy shit.
Getting a text. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember, like, you know, you send your tweets to 40404.
Yeah.
And then, like, you had to be careful to, you know, when you're going through, like, the quick menus and everything, don't like accidentally send a text to Twitter that you meant to send to someone else.
Sure.
Because
sure.
It wasn't like you had conversations in your phone. It would be like you just type the text out and then you press send and then you clicked who you wanted to send it to. And it would be like, you know, your top three would be like, you know, Twitter and your girlfriend and like, you know, your best friend or whatever.
Yeah.
So you could accidentally send something really embarrassing by accident.
Oh, man.
If you were like, you know, doing it while you were driving or something.
Wow. What a world.
You know, it used to be a lot easier and safer to text while driving. I was thinking about this.
Because you could feel the keys?
Yeah, when it was T9, you didn't have to look at the phone. You could just go do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, like, you remember that scene?
Glance on it. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking about.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Yeah.
Hey. Like, it just wouldn't work today.
No, it wouldn't work.
It's like people always talk about how, you know, Seinfeld...
He would have been discovered and killed.
Right, yeah. Hey,
a bunch of pieces and throw them in the river.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you still know some dialogue from The Departed.
That's a good movie.
Come on, what's the one about Shakespeare?
Oh, yeah. What's the matter, smart ass? You don't know any fucking Shakespeare?
There you go. The classics.
Like, families are always rising and falling in America, am I right? Who said that? Hawthorne. Smart ass, you know, like fucking Shakespeare.
There you go. And your Boston accent has only improved after having lived there. So
better than the guys in the movie.
You see, Mark Wahlberg is like.
Oh god.
Yeah. All right. Let's forget it.
That's the point. No. Anyway.
Anyway. Twitter.
The texting thing with the.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say, it's like, you know, people always talk about
Seinfeld, yeah. No, that's not true.
People are always talking about how Seinfeld wouldn't work with cell phones.
No, people are always talking about how you can have Seinfeld in any era, and it would just be like...
No, but the exact plots from the...
Oh, yeah, the exact plots, but there would just be new plots.
Like, yeah,
Twitter account, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, dude, I agree. Like,
Jerry get iPad.
What is that?
Jerry get iPad.
Okay, what are you saying?
Seinfeld.
What if Jerry get iPad? Yeah, no, that modern Seinfeld Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. There's something about those four characters that just, like, work in any setting.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, like, the ones where they're, like, you know, driving upstate and they can't find each other or whatever.
Yeah. And there's a whole one about, like, you know, he's got to replace the tape from the answering machine before
she listens
to it. And, like, yeah. It's very, like, window into what life was like.
Yeah, just like our podcast.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And the Apple II or whatever.
Or just like Seinfeld.
So you mean we've become assholes in our older age? Dude, I'm psyched to watch new Curb Your Enthusiasm, but I don't have HBO, so it sucks for me.
If you sign up for T-Mobile, they give you HBO for life.
I guess I'm good.
Maybe that's AT&T. No, T-Mobile's giving you Netflix.
Oh, man.
AT&T is giving you HBO.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I'm on AT&T now. Can they give it to me now?
I don't know. Maybe if you, like, call and say you're going to switch.
That's the only thing I've gotten with that is for them to not, like, raise my rates.
Well, then maybe you should just switch because you're probably paying too much.
Well, I'm getting a discount from work. But I guess that might apply to Verizon as well.
There you go.
But, dude, it's such a hassle. I mean, this is how they get me.
You're going to get HBO. You're not just going to get HBO. You're going to get HBO for life.
Really?
That's what the ad said. I don't know how they do that.
How they quantify that for the life of this offer.
Yeah, AT&T owns DirecTV now, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
I don't know. Sounds backwards.
Do you know the guy from Bar Rescue invented NFL Sunday Ticket?
There's a lot going on in that sentence that that I lack the context for. Is that true, though?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true.
Like, what is NFL Sunday Ticket?
It's where on DirecTV you can watch any game from any market.
Ah, so he invented that idea?
Yeah.
Before that, people were like, we definitely are going to charge you for different markets.
No, you they do charge you. That's the idea.
I mean, like, charge you separately and differently?
No, it's before that, it was just you could watch whatever game was on in your local market. So like, if you're in Washington, you're watching Washington every week. But if you want to see, you know, the Giants every week, you can buy an NFL Sunday Ticket. And, you know, you can sell that to bars because people always want to go to the bar and watch their team.
They totally do.
That was his idea because he's the bar rescue guy.
He's a bar guy is what he does.
He knows about bars. He passed the bar.
Oh, shit. Michael Stamm, shout out. Yeah. Just like we shouted out to George on that first episode.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, yeah. I feel like George is one of our loyal listeners still.
He definitely is. Although I heard he was having some kind of a problem.
Oh, no. Was that George? That was some caller. You're thinking of a caller.
Oh, right. My mistake.
Yeah. We solved that problem.
We're pretty good at that.
Yeah. Always have been, always will be. Yeah, we told him about paying his cell phone bill. It was great advice.
Yeah.
So,
maybe he can get HBO and give you his password.
The caller.
Yeah, whoever.
You mean? Yeah.
If you have HBO Go password and you want Ben to be able to see Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, that's for a good cause.
Call 862-234-0491 and we'll play your password on the air.
Yeah. Yeah, and also make sure to say whatever number caller you are. I don't know what we're up to at this point. So in this episode we got in references to episode number one and episode number 103.
There it is.
So we have full mastery of the entire Ben and Vince oeuvre.
I don't know that word.
Yeah, which has only increased after this wiki has been set up. Yeah, and we could have like a DeviantArt page too of like fan art of Ben and Vince.
No. You know you don't want that.
People could be shipping the different
characters.
No,
you know you don't want this. Why would even like think of this?
There'd be like a crossover with like, I mean, you talking about dressing up as Ash, that's like gold mine for the fan art, you know? And like me as a fish, you know, and then like crossover with like Doctor Who.
We go grossed out right now.
With all the case in time or whatever Doctor Who does. And then like, I don't know, Smog would be there because it's all Benedict Cumberbatch characters. Wait, he's not Doctor Who.
Isn't he?
He's not.
There's a female Doctor Who, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it started or whatever, but
it'd be called Doctress Who.
That's right. And there's the problematic Luke Skywalker statement. Okay, we got it. We found it. Anyway, please do this.
Please don't do any of that. I will ban you from listening to the show.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, like, just go wherever your imagination takes you.
Terrible.
All right, well, let me just, you know, that's my callback to episode one.
Good one.
Yeah.
Mine was when I dropped all those marbles.
Yeah. We're gonna cut that out. No, we're not. Well, Vince, thanks for a great 10 years. I'll see you for episode 105 in another 10 years from now.
That sounds great. Bye, listeners. Sorry it was so long.
Yeah, you know, we really, what's it called? Decompression, you know, we really succumbed to that. From 18 minutes up to like 180 minutes or whatever.
It's like a sprawling intro.
But every minute of this episode is 10 times as good as episode one. So
yeah, if you got your like shares from.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's.
That was a good investment.
Yeah.
But sell now, maybe.
It's peak podcast.
Peak podcast. All right. Have a good rest of your day, listeners, wherever you are, wherever you might be in the world. You know, just keep listening. That's all we ask.